Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o rocket investment negosyo at iba pa. Kilalanin natin ngayon ang kababayang may negosyo mula sa Queensland, si Maz Espiritu. Hello Maz, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Kwento mo naman sa amin itong negosyo mo.
First Harvest Coffee started in November 2024 here at the Gold Coast. That's when we also opened our flagship store, but before then we were operating off a coffee cart for 6 months before we made the decision to open up a flagship store. It really did start from a simple vision na introduce namin yung Philippine specialty coffee dito sa Australia and to create a space where people can connect over really good coffee. Ideas ko, I put, you know, pen to paper, took about 1 year before I need to assess what the market is doing. I had to do a lot of research. My husband and I discovered Philippine specialty coffee is almost unknown here in Australia. And the thing is, I've also wanted to open a cafe and some restaurant. I'm a chef. Yes, I had a big dream of opening my own cafe, and I said, why not? Diba? Like, let's explore coffee.
The research that I did was, who in Australia serves specialty coffee? And I found out there was only one person here in Australia that imports it. And that's how I dove in. I met the person. She's based in Sydney. And then after that, I discovered there was only, at that point in time, there was only 3 people that was roasting Philippine specialty coffee, but purely e-commerce lang. They didn't have a flagship store. They didn't have an outlet aside from their website. And that's when we realized there's a big opportunity there.
Can you please differentiate specialty coffee versus yung coffee na kilala nating lahat?
So the difference is, if I can just keep it short, because it is a very big world. Coffee is a very big world, but the difference is, there's, you've got your commercial coffee, which a lot of the big brands are serving, and then you've got the specialty coffee, which requires a certain grade, a very big marking and a lot of criteria to fit into that specialty to be called a specialty coffee, primarily above 85. We, majority of specialty coffee is very specific, that the quality is up there above the 85, and you need certified people in the coffee industry who marks the coffee as well to meet that grading.
You can't just like label it na, oh, this is specialized coffee.
It's not that simple. And the thing with specialty coffee, it is costly compared to commercial grade. Commercial grade is below the 85 mark.
When you say it's costly, how much are we talking about? If let's say isang order lang ng kape.
Depends on the business to business, but usually if it's a commercial grade, you can get $4.50, even less than that, for a 6 ounce of coffee. But specialty coffee nowadays, especially with the economy, prepared to pay $6.50 to $8 for a 6 ounce of coffee. But the quality is there and the care as well.
Ang negosyo mo is all about, tama ba, importing, and then at the same time, meron ka ding cafe.
Yes, that's right. And we also wholesale. We have an e-commerce business. Try and promote the coffee and educate people about, particularly in the specialty, being specialty coffee, because it's still almost unheard of. Even a lot of the coffee roasters in Australia, they really haven't heard of us before till like about 3-4 years ago.
Saan naman galing itong specialty coffee na ito? Saan parte ng Pilipinas?
So many places. So in the Mindanao region, Benguet, so many places. And you can actually find a lot of information on our website regarding where the coffees are coming from. Could go on and on. But
so what is your purpose for building this business?
The main purpose really is to help the farmers in the Philippines, because there are so many coffee. There's so many good coffee in the Philippines, undiscovered. And even farmers are needing some form of income, livelihood. And the best way to do that is give them the opportunity, and by promoting the coffee here in Australia as well and importing it here. I can add, there's also a heart behind our business. It's not just coffee. We do give back to the community. We've partnered and collaborated with a lot of organizations, charity organizations. So every time we buy a bag, proceeds from the sale go to these charity organizations, particularly an orphanage in the Philippines. I've always been a philanthropist at heart, and I always, and an entrepreneur, and I've always believed that you can do both. I've had previous businesses, and I've always integrated giving back to my business wherever there's a need. We try and tie that in into our business, in our vision, in our mission.
Ano yung challenges nung pinasok mo itong negosyo na to?
To start with, the challenges we know, and majority of people in the coffee industry know, that it is a very saturated market. Australians love to drink coffee. Challenge is being competitive, try to be unique. You want to bring something fresh in the market. Doing that, you always have to see what's the trend, what's happening around the world. Really keeps me and my husband on our toes to make sure that we're staying ahead, we're staying relevant. The challenges of opening a cafe is actually, so we've got two in the Gold Coast, the cost that comes with it financially, emotionally, physically, mentally. Those are the challenges that we're faced every day, but it's all a learning curve, and we're just helping us to become better people, stronger business people, minded people as well.
How do you compete? Ano ang mga diskarte mo, Maz?
The most important thing for me is in this journey is surrounding yourself with very knowledgeable people in the industry. Just continually learning. We network, we immerse ourselves, the industry, we get to know, we even try and stay up to date with what's happening in the Philippines. We speak to farmers, we speak to traders, keeping up to date with happening in the market.
You have two cafes, right? So Cosmo, of course, meron kang e-commerce, tapos meron ka ding cafe. So if we talk about just the cafe, how do you scale it? Meron ka bang diskarte so that more people will come to your cafe? Do you have promos?
All of those, actually. We make sure we offer our customers lots of promos and, you know, weekly special. We train our staff na, we call it value proposition na hindi lang coffee or pagkain ang serve namin, pero yung great customer service. Because from that, you get great reviews, diba? From great reviews, then you get more customers, more sales. So, and education is important. So whether it's a non-Filipino or Filipino, we educate them na there is great specialty coffee galing sa Philippines. So the business by wholesaling and introducing coffee subscriptions. And yung coffee subscription, what it is you sign up basically for to subscribe for a coffee supply, automatic delivery of coffee. So you can sign up every month or every week that is automatically sent to you. Just a matter of replenishing your stock at home.
So can we talk about the capital? Capital for the cafe and then iba din yung capital for just the coffee. How does
we combine both to run the business, to run the cafe? We need the coffee beans. We initially invested roughly about 250k just to get started. I think it's a good starting point. It's really just for the cafe fit out, equipment, sourcing the beans, tapos yung branding, all the operational expenses as well. It's about maybe a decade just to. Because we know it's very expensive to start up a cafe. We've got people in the industry, and that was their advice, to save enough capital to get something small going. And but the space that we've given is so beautiful. It was already partially fitted out. We just had to go in there and do a light cosmetic work. So there was very little investment. It's always good to have a buffer as well.
Ano ang iyong final message sa mga gustong kumita ng extra o siguro yung mga gustong magkaroon ng sarili nilang negosyo? Kausapin mo sila ngayon.
Opening a business, hindi madali. You need to have grit. You need to be patient. Saka you need to be humble enough and willing to learn. Surround yourself with the right people. Space plays a big role because not everything that you plan will go accordingly. But you have to keep going and stay true to your vision and mission because it's easy to get sidetracked. It's easy to compare yourself with the next person who's successful, but stay true. Remind yourself why you started and that'll help you keep going.
Maraming maraming salamat kay Maz Espiritu. Thank you again, Maz.
Thank you. Maraming salamat.
Daan niyo po ha, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.